Where am I? Yud Gimel now. The truth is we got it to Masnisin, which is approximately 5 or 6 lines past the Gemara, past the beginning of the Gemara. But I want to go back to Rabbi Yami, which is 3 lines on top of that, which is approximately 3 or 4 lines into the Gemara. Do you have that on Yud Gimel now? Yeah. Rabbi Yami, hurry. Seven lines down. Rabbi Yami Hori Bikfar Shemi. Bikfar Shamai. Rabbi Yami Paskin Kfar Shamai. Lasus Isak Doyla Bituma. If you have a large dough, just make them with Bituma. Don't bother separating it into little batches. Valo Ancham Arba Milin. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. But there, to get to a place where you can make the dough Bitara, in Kfar Shamai, they're all Tomei, let's say. But within 4 meal walk, there was a place where you can make the dough batara. Why didn't he make you go there? Says more, he came in the Nara Mafsik, since there was a river in between the next town where they could do batara and Kfar Shamai, so therefore Kamishiyah Shom Arba's meal, as if there was 4 meal. Now, Masnisi, this Brysa, this amazing thing, the Leib Yushalayim explains, it says, there was no Brysa. Statement Rabbi Yami is called Masnisa. The statement she says that the Derech Nirushami is, I remember ever having this before, says Derech Nirushami is that wherever you have a statement by a significant Amora, it's called Masnisa.
We often made all these significant statements.
And we never call them Masnisa, right? But that's what he says here it is, that this Masnisa is going back to the statement Rabbi Yami. And Rabbi Lechor, it says, seems a Rabbi, so I don't know if it's a Derech all over, but at least that's how he explains it here. And Masnisa wrote to Rabbi Akiva, the same Rabbi Yami, who say allowed to Batuma, it's like Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva, Amar Akiva said, Mishnah said to Batuma, that if you have a large dough, you don't split it into little batches, because you don't want to lose the bracha on taking the mitzvah challah, but rather you make it all in one large batch. Yasser Batuma, you make it one large batch. Vaya said a copy, don't make it to multiple small batches. Says, well, you know what? It can even go like Rabbana. And even though Rabbana hold that sometimes you divide up a dough, that's, however, Isa Gedoyla, a large dough, Haisa Noachlo, it would be even be preferable to him, Hoyalo Lahalon, meaning here to walk, comma, several miles below La Sosa Kabin, and not to make it into small batches. But since it's a large dough, it's a tremendous tircha to make it in small batches. So actually, he'd rather walk the 4 meal and cross the river in order to not make it in small batches. So therefore, Rabbi Yami was saying, well, you don't have to walk that far, nor for that matter, do you have to make it in the small batches. Even Rabbanu would say, normally you should make it in small batches to avoid being chayim or chayla, and taking the chayla betuma, that's only if it's an average-sized dough, but not if it's a large-sized dough. Okay? The chayla she tossed it to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva switches opinion. Tamanoi mer noita mikav chayla. There it said, elsewhere, Rabbi Akiva said that even if you took from a kav, which is, you know, 1/5 of the regular measure of what normally required for challah, if you took it in a challah, it is challah. V'koa marachein, here it seems to indicate that it's not challah. Says, when a tam of the shavar, there it's b'di'evin. Meaning, if you took challah, even off a small amount of dough, even off a kav of dough, b'di'evin, it's about challah. Here we're talking about whether he should do it and whether he has to do it. He should not do it. He doesn't have to do it. If he did it, it is a valid transaction. And whatever he took off is the challah. Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Chia, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Amishem, Rabbi Yochanan said, now this is really going back on our Mishnah. It's a problem when you don't have the Kavanoki throws in all the headers. But here you don't have headers. Really, there should be a header here before Rabbi Yoina. So way back our mission that we said that in order to be Mechayev, the various different batches, they all not just enough that they touch each other, but rather also they have to bite each other. In other words, they have to cling together. And that Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Chiya, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Am, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Veim Shenoshku, they have to cling together. is tani tani asal matzarif ein atanu matzarif. There's some who say that when the chalas are put together, or the doughs are put together in a, well, the chalas are put together in a basket, that the basket joins together to be one in terms of the shiro challah. Vein atanu matzarif, but not if they're all baked in the oven at the same time, that's not enough of a tziruf. These tani tani, there are those who learned the opposite, that atanu matzarif, oven and baked together in an oven does join them together, vein asal matzarif, not being placed in the same basket afterwards. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Isisay, I brought this down. In other words, I learned this michil de chifoy from the statement of chifoy was ill from the Bavli. Noshku, if they bit together, in other words, they clung together. Kamitzarif, then they're joined together, whether they're in the basket or they're in the oven. Lo noshku, if they didn't cling together, kamakan enamatarif, they're not considered to be the set, joined together to make a mashir, neither in the oven nor in the basket.
It would seem that they cling
together better. They just cling in the basket. Could be. The dough was going to intermingle. Could be. The thing is that's what the Mora says. Masnisa, our bright says, Kagon Ilan Rift of the Bava. Where does it join together? The basket. By the soft and the long Babylonian bread. It's like, you know, it's very soft pita. So if you even have to take it to the oven, you put it into the basket, it starts clinging to each other because of the nature of how it's made. Right. Okay? It's warm and malleable. Hello, Gimel. Let's say you took up challah before you made the dough. It was still just flour. And you gave it to a kohen. Ain't a challah, it's not challah. The gezbi akon, it stepped in the hands of the kohen. I mean, the coin, it's not, it doesn't belong to the coin. It's really not supposed to be able to keep it. You should give it back. What?
Why is it worse than a regular
matana?
Because if
the Bialim knows that he's giving it to him despite the fact that he's not mechuyev, it's okay, but the Bialim might be under the impression he's giving them as a chiyuv.
And then he won't give it to him.
Then now that, there will be another kill for Shomar brings out. But he won't give the proper later on. Right. The dough, which the Kohen just got illicitly, right? Emil spoke a shear. If that dough is large enough to in and of itself as a shear, and it's forbidden for non-Kohen to eat, despite the fact that it's not challah. Right, we just said it's kesel v'yad kohen, it's not challah. Nonetheless, he made a takana. It when somebody in erred and gave the kohen a flour, he shouldn't give it to anybody else to eat, lest people think that challah itself is mutter and the nachila for non-kohanim. Div Rabbi Yoshua, right? That's according to Rabbi Yoshua. Amalo, so he says Rabbi Yoshua, it's not true. Maisa didn't maisa happen when they gave by mistake flour to a kohen. The cup saw Zokain Zor Echad, a certain old elder Yisrael came and grabbed it and ate it. So we see it's mutter. Amalan, so he said to him, no. Hafu kilke latmo, he ruined himself, he transgressed the Isser. What he did do is tikein lachir. He rectified it to other people because other people realized that the transaction was null and void, and that they therefore needed to take off truma, to take off challah again. So we see it at least benefited everybody that they should know that they have to give challah over again when it's full dough, and it's not sufficient. It was given when it was still flour.
Okay. All of them realized that it was.
We don't know. I don't know for sure. Just a hypothesis. Chamesh is Ravayim Kemach. If you have five-fourths of dough, of some flour in the dough, and this is 43 and a fifth beitza, so Chayom Michal, the Chayom Michal, Hain, they, and when we gauge the size of the mixture, we use they, Usoron, and the sourdough, the Suban, and the bran, and we saw it on the coarse husks, Chamisha Revayim, all these joined together to make the five fourths, which are Chayom and Shechayim and Chala. Nito Musarim Bitochon, one of you took out the bran. The Chazatochon, then you reintroduced it. And now it's only five fourths together with the bran. Arelu Pturim. So it's not Chayim and Chala. Why? Because originally with the bran was part and parcel of it. But once the bran was removed, so to reintroduce it is an artificial thing. So therefore, that cannot make a chai mechala once more, even if you restored it to original proportions. Shira chala. What's the shira which you're supposed to give a chala to a kohen? Echo v'yashivaro, 1/24. Hosa isalatzo. That's you're making a dough for yourself. Vosa mishta b'no, or the woman's making for her husband. Vosa mishta b'no, but somebody's making for their child's marriage. So, Echom Esim Barabitz 1/24. Nachtam Shoyzel Limkar B'Shuk. A baker is making to sell in the marketplace. V'chei Na'isha Shiosel Limkar B'Shuk. So, if a private woman is making in order to sell in the marketplace, so Echom Arboim Shmona, then you only have to give 1/48, not 1/24. Need Macy Sasa Shokis on SS. If her dough became Tomei, unintentionally, then Echo Me'arbo and Shmor, she pays 1/48 from somewhere else. Lit Meis Mezid, if she made her dough Tomei intentionally, then we sock it to her. We say, Echo Me'arbo 1/24. By sinning, they shouldn't get the advantage. They shouldn't get the advantage of 1/48. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Nitelis mina Torah on Tomei, you would take this challah from Torah on Tomei. Ketzer also, Isa Torah of Isa Tzmeya, if you have a dough which is Torah and a dough which is Tomei, Noto kidei challah Isa Shlo Horma Chalason, you take a little, the amount which is sufficient for challah for both, from the dough, which is didn't yet have the challah removed. But no, suppose you could bait some emtsa, and we put less of the kibbetz between the two. Today she told me namukov, in order the challah should be in the same location. The case is like this. You have this dough is Tommy. And this dough is Tar. How am I going to take off from this on this if they're not connected? Which I want to do so I can give it to the Kohen.
Each one has its own share. It's 5/4.
Let's say, for argument's sake. So the way I do it is I put here. A dough less than kibetza, and it connects the two, but it can't transmit tumah because less kibetza is not mitame tumah sochli. So this is not going to transmit tumah to this, and I can still take this off as truma and it's mina mukov. It's all considered to be one location. Is that clear? You got it? Okay. So that's what he's saying. Reb Lezer Omer, he tells me the Torah Tomei Ketzad. I went back to the Gemara Mishnah a couple lines. Isa Torah, you have a dough which is Torah. Isa Tomei and a dough which is Tomei. Noto kdei chale, take the shear which is necessary for chale. Misa shalom or merchalosa. From the stuff which is not yet tithe, with that's the Torah stuff. But notice it pulls me kabates of ants, you put less of the baits in the middle. Kdei shidom in a mukam in order to make one big pile. Chom Rosi Ralchom, you say this is forbidden. No, I because Chom are afraid may be overlap, but this will actually touch that, and that'll make it Tommy. So that we don't want to run that risk.
This is a separate source. This kibbet less than kibbet.
It's a conduit. It's a semiconductor.
No, but I mean, where did you get this little piece of dough from? You didn't get it from here.
Yeah. Yeah, but you said it's connected, it's no longer attached. Okay. Amalek. Now, the Gemara says, first he changes the Girsa. No, he doesn't, not here. Further. Amalek, so he said to them, what, the said in our Mishnah, that, Rabbi Yeshua said that this czar who grabbed the challah, which was given from the flower itself, was makalka for himself, ruiner for himself, and tikein la'acher, and fixer for other people. So ask Mar Amalek, avu kilke la'atzo tikein la'acherim. He was a makalka for himself, and he was a misakin for others.
It was kasha.
He corrected it for others because they learned from his.
Yeah, so it's not a kasha. It's not a kasha, right? I'm a fukil kevatzati and chen. That's the header. Kikilatzmo. Yeah. Now, so this is an explanation, not a question. Kikilatz, how he went for himself. Dachla yedit v'isanish. You got zapped. Poof. Got killed or whatever happened to him. Betikil achen. He rectified for others. Zinu nachlin, because they would eat, and it should be zinu nachlin with sukkani, not v'toliyvei. They would eat now stuff which is rectified because they'd be afraid to get killed. Okay? Or whatever happened to him, I don't know exactly. East Tani Tani, there's some who learned Tikkun Olam, so he fixed stuff up for himself, because Achim wound stuff for others. How so? The exact answer we just now learned. Tikkun Olam, so Mikom Kom Ochle, he got a meal. A Kikil Kil Achim, he wound it for others. Tinu Tsari Meymar, because they will cut to the conclusion by watching him shoot Potter, that this is exempt from Chala. It's not true. You tried to use it to give Chala, but it didn't work. Bichayeves, you have to say that it's Potter. Now, that's the version of the Gemara, but the Gra changed it to Sarvin Dina Sarvin Meymar Shimuteres, because other people think it's mutter to eat the stuff, because after all it was tight, the challah was taken before it became dough. But the truth is he chayeves. There are certain conditions under which you're going to be chayev for this as well, right? Because we said that if you take it off too early, but you have it, it's a good separation. So therefore, people think it's mutter, but it turns out to be osir. Rabbi Ami said, Kav de Variane, the Tiberian Kav, which obviously is very large, b'chayev b'chala, it's chayev b'chala. Char chalita, a certain baker, shol Rabbi Na Yochanan, yes, Rabbi Yochanan, how can you get out of the midst of chala? Omar, so he said, Rabbi Yochanan said, Ezel avet arba, go make a dough out of four forts, which is not big enough, and after that, divide it in half. Ask the Yor of Yama, a little cluster of Klipagin, let him say to make a dough of a third and then cut it up. Right? Rabbi Zira said, Kabaya Basleon Rova. I forgot exactly what I'm reading here. One second. Dough. Got it. Rabbi Zira, Kabaya Basleon Ruvaya. In their neck of the woods, they used to talk about groups of four in their kavs, you know, about rova kav, so and so on and so forth, chatzia kav, rova kav. So therefore, since that's the case, v'yomer lo, where am I? V'yomer lo chamisha pachot sivcha. Wait.
So maybe he said, you know, so I'm
going to
take this.
I made a mistake. But I got confused. All right, we see a Kabaya Basrei Ravai is the Renun. The reason I mentioned four is because that's the way they used to plant some of those days. So I mentioned four, it said split it. Now, ask more another question. We only have Mishapokot Sivchar. Parah Tzibchar. You have Parah, right? Parah is like a less. Let him say, you can go all the way up to 5/4 as long as you leave a little machu over. As long as you don't do the whole thing, right? Because ultimately, what's the bottom line here? That you shouldn't come to a chiv of challah. So just make sure it doesn't get to 5/4. Won't get to chiv of challah. What's one more than that? Why are you dividing it two? Says Gemara, Shlo Yavli Day Safi Chiv Challah. We don't want to take a chance on you. Okay. Now, new Gemara. Now we should again have a header. And this going, I would say, in the Mishnah, that the subin and mersani, the bran and the chaff, joins to make up the shear of the kazayas. That's only if it's a normal a way of mixing this dough, not if they're introducing unnatural amounts of cement and so on and so forth. Okay? So, what did I say about that? How do I translate that? It's only if it's a normal
putting in the normal amount of bran and chaff.
Yeah. Right, okay, normal bran and chaff. That's going to have enough kamina, which the Gemara isn't yet made clear. We'll see in a minute what it's going to be, the naf kamina. Amrei Shimon bar Lakish, Shimon bar Lakish said, until it has the proper shear of grain, not including chaff. So, what's he going on? He's talking about the end of our mission. The end of the mission says that if you took out the chaff, you can't put it back in. If it's still in there, you can use it to make up your shear. Once you took it out, you can't put it back in. You can't say, well, this is the amount of chaff which was there, X parts per million, I can put it back. You can't do that. Okay? Once it's gone, it's gone. Now, says more. The students of Rechia the Great, who were Balulisa, B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon Levi, said, Divrei HaKoli, even according to Rabbanon, we say this is true. Why even according to Rabbanon? Because once you took it out, you took it out. But you can't when it's there, you can reuse it. But you can't reintroduce it once it came, you took it out. Is that clear? Why not? Because that's, there's a certain understood level of arbitrariness. But that's only if you haven't started clarifying it. You started taking them out, then we make you tell to take them all out. Am I making myself clear?
So the recipe calls for all the dough, all the components to be in at one time.
Right.
If you take it out, it's no longer that recipe.
That's right. But the thing is, he was still talking about specifically about the bran and the chaff, right? He says, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, it says Derech Isa, it's only when it's Derech to put it up that amount back, which it's not Derech wrong. Okay, that's what Gemara says here. I'm Rabbi Mona. Ramana said, Avagav the Lohamar. Instead of, it should be Rabbi Yochanan. Avagav Lohamar Rabbi Yochanan, Hade Milsa. Amrikabasai says something similar. The Amrikarech Isashanu. It's a normal fashion. Normal fashion means nothing put in and nothing removed. The Kam became a Chota Mursana Chazer Taicha. Since you took out the trap, or the bran actually, and put it back in, Ainza Derech Isa. It's not the normal fashion, and therefore it's not proper in terms of what? Chalo. Right. You need to have the whole shear of grain, not including any type of chaff or anything else in terms of establishing the shear for challah. Yeah, but again, it's not 100% kapu, because before you start, you're allowed to have some bran. So then once you start removing them, that you lose the right to have any bran there. Is that clear?
Because the recipe doesn't says you can't, once you take it out, you can't put it back.
Okay, well, that's a complicated recipe.
It ruins the dough.
Okay, fine. Says Gemara, Tani Omer Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, "Mivnei ma Omru Bala Bayis Echad Mitzvim V'Arba." But why is the Bala Bas have to give 1/24 for Chalav? And Nachum Echad Me'Arboim Mishmona. And the Beis gives 1/48. What difference? Elisha Nachum. Now here's a lot of gears of changes. Shanachum the baker ain't no raw. He's got a jaundiced eye. Not a jaundiced eye because he's a lousy, you know, fink, but because he needs to make a profit. Bottom line. So therefore, we have to give him some, we have to be lenient with him. I require him only to give him a minimum amount of chal, which is we give him the share of 1/48, as opposed to 1/24. Okay? Says more, El Shanachtam, ain't a raw bisasa. Right? Means he's out to make a buck. Whereas the Baal Bayis, it should be Yafa Bisasa. He takes pride and he's slower and he's not going to have to, you know, right. So therefore, you can make him take 1/24. It's not the reason, not the logic. Ella, rather, now here's a completely different pasuk he brings down here from the Achronim. It says, "Titnu Hashem truma, give to God truma. It's got to have enough to give a gift to the Kohanim." And so they, you know, the enough to give a gift to Kohanim is 1/24th. That's why it's not Choshev. Ella, but, do you see where the, I skipped a line. It's hard for me to describe. It starts from the Satem to Pukuna, so. Because that he brings out another pasuk. Ella, however, Shanachtum, he saw some rubas. It's a baker makes a lot of dough anyway. The Yeshbuk de Matana Lakoyin. So 1/48 is already a choshva thing by him because he makes so much dough, right? So the Yeshbuk Baal Bais, as opposed to Baal Bais, he saw some water, only has very little secure dough. The Yeshbuk, therefore, they had to increase the amount to 1/24, right? They ain't booked them, but all the coins, so they had to heighten the obligation. But Tinon, ask the Gemara, I don't understand. Then we learn, oh, he's a lotsum, so he makes a dough for himself. Vosa Mishum knows how he makes a party for his son. Echon Mesrim Va'arba. Then the shears, 1/24. So Tachluk Isis Ba'abais. They're not distinguished between the wages people get.
Whatever, it's the same way either way.
I feel I'm reading this one.
Now, AOSB money, right?
Yeah, Shlo Tachlok is the answer.
We'll say this here.
That's a red one. Let me go back a line again. But the idea we learn, O Sisa Atzma Vosel Mishnamro, Echo Mim Mishnam Barba. So what do we see? I'm sorry. This is talking about A. Oh, well.
So A claims...
Yeah, because Mishnah has a lot of bread. He's making a lot of bread. So it's made a lot of bread, so the shear should go down to 1/48. Yeah, but if you're saying the whole logic is based on what the coin's getting, he'll get something closer, even if it's 1/48 from a large party. That's what I'm saying. Right? It's a wedding. Yeah, 600 people. So says the Gemara, Shalotachu is the Babais. We didn't want to make distinctions. Once it said the dough of Baal Bais is the 24th, we kept it the 24th. But now we're going to ask Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that it's the Baal Bayis pays 124th and the baker 148th. Then we learn. A woman who's making stuff in order to sell at the marketplace. Echad. She's making grain. She's making enough dough to sell in the marketplace. Echad. It says mission 148.
He says A.
Why is that only 148? Why is she not 124th? She's a Baal Buster. She should always pay 124th. You just have not differentiated in Baal Batin. So it says, I'll tell you what the difference is. She is a different woman depending on how she makes for. She's Mr. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. When she makes for her own house, Aina Yafe Bisasa should be. That she gives them magnanimous portions. When she makes Bishashi Yasa Limkar Bishuk, when she makes it on the marketplace, Aina Ra Bisasa. She gives much less. So therefore, when she's making for her own house, the shear is 124th. She's making for the road, the shear is 148th. Okay? I'm Arai Masnisa, Misa Snisa said. Yeah. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe said, Masnisa, our Mishnah.
Okay.
Okay, the Rebbe Yerushalayim explains. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where when it's Tameh, a woman is still allowed to take 148. Okay, but only that. Amar Rebbe, Asisim Lilios, my freshest. When she used to take 48. Wait a second. He turns the gears a couple of times here.
All I know is like this. If I owe you money, I'm not gonna
be able to. Okay, got it. Again,
I can't owe you money.
Where am I?
Because otherwise, if I owe you money,
I'm not going to let you money. Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Rebbe said, Vasnisa Armis Levav Limuda Leos, my precious, Echad, now it should be Echad Miasim Barba. But you know he gives 124th. Avalimuda Leos, my precious, Echad Miasim Barba. She normally gives 148. Again, change the gear, so. Then Nisnake they shloya choti niskar. Then what do we say here? We say that
yeah, well, before it's probably babbling incoherently. It happens.
No, I was right then. No, I was right. Now I'm babbling. We're going to look at the Mishnah again. The Mishnah said.
What?
Where's that? Yeah, it's Need Macy Sosa. Do you see Need Macy Sosa? Little test there. So it is about Tommy. Need Macy Sosa Shogega Sanusa. Her dough became Tommy. Unintentionally, some way, shape, or form. Echo Marabai Shmona. We let her get her fluke with 148th. Need Macy Mazida. If she made her dough. Tame, intentionally, Echo Mr. Marba. We sock it to her. 134th. Kadeshly Echotin Niskar. In order that we shouldn't make she shouldn't get what's the word? Profit. Okay? So says Lamara again. I'm a Rabbi. Masnisa is Blimudalios, my precious Echon. Me'asim v'arba. Shnuami takes off 1/24. That's a normal derech. I know it changes gears, right? So then, that's what our mission says. Avolimudo lios mafreshes echad me arboy mishmone. But if she normally takes off 1/48, right? So in that case, if he became Tomei, they weren't makel upon her. She normally takes off 1/48, nisne kadesh lo yeachot in niskar. Nisne means let's make her give a 24th in order to make sure that she doesn't profit.
It's still not clear.
Oh, yeah, I see now. Leave your shalom explains. I forgot. Okay, normally she takes the 1/48. Now got Tomei b'shogeg bonus. So what would you have to expect her to have to give? Yeah. So he says, she's a fink. Because she normally should be taking off 1/24. She's always chayte. She should always be taking off 1/24. Okay, but she's only taking off 1/48. So therefore, now we sock it to, and we make her take off 1/24, even if it was b'shogeg. Even though it was nitma b'shogeg. And normally we say, when you're b'shogeg, you take off 1/48, not this woman. Because this woman, we were out to teach a lesson. Because she normally should be taking off 1/24. And she's always taking off 1/48. That's why we make her take off now. Even Kavitama B'shogeg, 1/24. So the Levi Yerushalayim, he asked the Kasha, he says, it means that the Achronim asked the Kasha, near and every other Achronim. He asked her, she's not listening to us any other time, why is she going to listen to us now? She's always taking 1/48. Alright, so they leave that shmir. Okay, says more further. Vena Bais Mitzdarif. Now, this is there should be a header here. There is no header. It's going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that in order to be mitzdarev, the breads have to be connected together. They have to be literally binding each other. Now it's asking more. Vina bais mitzdarev. Just the fact that they're on the same roof should be sufficient. Why need more than they're on the same roof? So it says more. Dover shu makbi ataroivso. Tell you something where you makbi not to be ma'arev them. Here you don't want them to be daf mitzdarif. Why you want them? Why don't you want them to be mitzdarif? No, because one is tummy and one is star. One is tummy and one is star. Remember, I drew you the picture. So why don't I just say the house is mitzdarif then? Because they don't want them to be mitzdarif. Why? Because one is tummy and one is star. It's going to be mitame my Torah one. So the only way it's mitzdarif then is by physically joined together. The house is not mitzvah for them. Because the Gemara, it does. Look, because we don't mind if things are together. Tak it. Abayit mitzvah if the house joins them together. The same roof. Absolutely not. But that's what he says. He brings down, though, no, seriously. He brings down, we had something like this. He says that right, we had in Trumas. Mukov is considered in the same house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, we forgot, but this is in Yerushalmi Trumas, Perek Beis Halach Aleph. Okay? So, says more, Issa Tmeya, top of Yudam Beis, right? Issa Tmeya, Issa Torah. If you have Issa to Tomei, and this is just expounding on the topic, if you have one dough which is Tomei and one dough which is Tar, also Gdarvashu Makri Atarovto. Also, it doesn't mean they made it, it really is. You don't want them to join together. Period. Okay. Now, new issue. Do you have Issa Tchila?
In brackets.
Okay, that's also a typo. even though it's brackets. It should be, he says here, V'isor t'chila.
Can I have the picture again, please?
It's only when this one is a t'chila. What is t'chila?
Well, this one is a Rishon, right? Rishon Lutuma.
How could you borrow from me?
Oh, yeah.
A Rishon.
Right.
Why? What's if this is a Shein? What? What, Shein and Tommy?
No, it's
nothing! Nothing! Right, Drew up! Now, so what is this now? What is this dough? Where is it right now?
What's the Risha? Which you point to?
All of them. What are they? Are they Truma? No. Will they become Truma?
I don't know you have money. I'm just taking the money. Why?
Because Chalot's like Truma. So now the Shiloh is like this. So right now the Yerushalmi is learning that this is really, right now it's Tevel, and by Tevel there's no Sheni, right? So the only time it's a Chashash, they have to put this little ball of dough in the middle, right, is where this is a Rishon. So the Rishon can't touch this because it's going to make it a Sheni, and there is Sheni by Chulin. But if this is a Sheni, then I don't need the little ball of dough in the middle, right? Because in that case, this not going to be metame this, because the sheni is not oser shlishi by chulin, right? Okay, so it says v'isot tchila, avol b'isot shnia. But if this grain would be a shnia, ein l'sheni maga, etzel tevel, it's not a problem, right? The tarching won't be a problem. Tani Rabbi Loi, so I think it's Leo. Rabbi Loi, Amar b'shum Rabbi Lezer, toymi mina. Oh, I thought somebody makes a tzimis out of this. Yeah, right. He brings down that Chachomim argue, Rabbi Lezer. Chachomim hold when it says in our Mishnah Chachomim osrin. Right? Chachomim asr this? They asr even if this is a sheni. Well, it's not in our Mishnah, but it's not. I don't even know if it's Lut or Mishnah, but they hold that even if he brings down the Chachamim from the whole bunch of Rishonim, that the Chachamim hold that even if this is a Sheni, you can't put together. You need this in the middle because Sheni is also Shlishi again because. He says, Chulin ha-tvulim l'chala is k'chala dami. Chulin in which there's chala dormant and about to be taken off is like chala. So therefore, even if there's a sheni, it can't be next to the other one, which should be shlishi. Okay? Says Umar, Tani Rabbi Loi, v'shem, v'shem, omai, v'shem, v'shem, v'lezer.
Only that portion of it, which is going to eventually become chala,
yeah,
should become tamei.
True, but we don't know where it is, so therefore we have to be machmir and ask the whole thing. It's like Breira initial. Where is it? And that's the thing. Okay? Says more, Tani Rabbi Loi, omai, v'shem, v'lezer, tamei min ha-tar la tamei b'lach. There's a way to take truma from Torah and tamei by lach, by moist stuff. Now, he says specifically by moist stuff and not by dry stuff, because by dry stuff we're afraid you're going to mix them together. Okay? If it's yavesh, we're afraid that, oh no, now they're going to mix them together. I apologize. You're going to do a shalom in a mukaf, the Lev Yerushalayim brings down. In other words, by lach, so we assume you're going to put them together. I'm not sure exactly why in retrospect. But by lach, where everything is moist, you're going to put them together in order to be dorim, and you're going to take truma mina mukaf. If it's dry, you're not going to take truma mina mukaf.
It's dry, it's crumbly, it's not going to stay together.
Yeah, but as long as it's the same house, it's sufficient, or the same pot, we care if it's crumbly. I don't know exactly why it's not been on that. Maybe it's not right. Maybe it's
No, but he does bring down for the Tosefta. The Tosefta says that Torah only works by lach because we're not afraid of Shlomin HaMukov, but by Yavesh, some reason we're. I don't know why there's a difference, though. I don't know why. I thought I understood, but now I don't understand. But, Amen, how do you do this? Ketzah, Kovash Zaysim Bintuma. You have olives which are pressed by Bintuma. For Vakash Tumma, we want to take Truma off of them. Bitara, with something which is going to be made tar. Maybe Mashpech, you bring a funnel. Shem if he kibetzah at the mouth of which is less than a kibetzah. Umali also zaysim, and you put olives into the funnel. But nice now pichovis, and you put it on top of the barrel which has the tummy olives. But it's a term in a mukaf. Probably did. It sounds familiar. If not, we add in Yerushalmi. But this is the case, right? You have a funnel, and you have here your olives in the press, and then you have your olives here in the funnel. And they're considered now one. And since the circumference of this is less than a kibetza, so the diameter is less than a kibetza, so therefore it's not going to transmit tumah up and down. It can be take from these, truma on these, and consider mina mukov. Says the Gemara, you know what? That's all very nice. However, lomali pachas mi kibetza. Why do I need that this opening should be less than kibetza? I feel kibetza, even the opening is very broad, the size of kibetza. For lo pirudim inun, aren't the pirurin, it says here, but should be pirudin. Aren't the olives separate and distinct? Each olive is less than a kibetza. So you can't transmit tumor anyway from one to the other, regardless of the size of the funnel. So what's the problem? Forget about the funnel. Just as long as you know which is which, it's. What?
Are they packed very close together?
So what?
So it's like one.
Oh, so it's like a kibetza? No, the Gemara doesn't answer that. Maybe they're crushed together. Okay. You had this.
Probably, I remember that was one of the
answers. It was one of the answers. It could be. I understand. I'm not sure. I don't remember where it was, but I does sound familiar. But anyway, the Yerushalmi says, very interesting answer. Tesh lo tamo seisim harbi. Lamaisa, when you need a kibetza to transmit to him, but the stuff itself becomes tummy.
With less than
kibetza. Less than kibetza. It doesn't transmit further, but it itself becomes tummy. So if a number of olives can get to the bottom of the funnel, so they're all going to become tummy because of contact with the olives on the bottom, which are tummy. That's why you want a narrow funnel, so only one olive comes into contact with the stuff below, and only that one becomes tummy. Okay? Says Gemara, Amrlo, they said to him, you know what, that's not called lach. That's not a case where he allowed this. The only time he has something which is called lach, not olives which are partially pressed. It has to be wine and oil. Hey Chavita, so how talk if that's the case, if it's wine, oil, or it's lach, how can you do it? How can you put it together and take true challah, or truma meiser, obviously, from one on the other, and not get into a problem of taking truma to mail. I'll tell you, says more. Hey, Chavira, Korach Shtei Boros, you have two presses of grapes, and the same beam goes across them. From press to press, it's considered one press vis-a-vis truma. So it's mina mukov to take from one press on the other. Okay? Despite the fact that one is tummy and one is tar. That's one case. So to shtei koros l'borechot. If you have one bor, one press, but two beams across it, so then also, even though they're separate for two mantara, they're the same for minamukov, and every day from one on the other. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. Now this is not a Gemara at all. He brings down here at the bottom. Honi l'korach l'shtei boros. I understand that one beam across two different boros, they're separate, vis-a-vis two matari, yet the same for mukov. However, elishtei koros the borechot, lo. But if you have two koros for one bor, that's not going to work. Why is it not going to work? Mikavon, so now going back to more, Mikavon, Shinik, Nadu, Nidma, Mitzas, and Kulotome? It's one bor.
all the grapes are in one bar. The Tami and the Torah ones. The Tami ones are being with Tami the Torah ones. How do you have a scenario where the Torah runs the main Torah in that case? So Rabbi Hila B'Shem Rabbi Yossi says, you know, right, you know what? This is what I meant to say. The part of the Torah case, Shoya B'daitu Lasso Son Tvisa Chachas. He wanted to make them one bore. V'nimlach B'Son Shtet Tvisas, but in the end, when he saw the one became Tami, he made them two boros. So that's the case where you have two beams, one bore, not literally one bore, because then of course the Tami ones are Matami, the Torah ones. But you intended to make one bore, that even though they're two boros, you could still meet Matar, you could still take off Trumas and Mitzvahs from one on the other. Okay? Says the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yossi Braibun, Hadat the Tamar Mishanit Kishanitma, this is only when the stuff became Tame, it should be Misha Shila. What, to remove the wine from where it was suppressed? Yeah, where when you move the wine from where it was pressed to put in barrels, when the pits and skins have floated to the top, that there was a time when you could take truma off it when it was tar, when it's gemar malacha, it was still tar. At the time gemar malacha, when you completed dealing with it, it was as if yet still tar. But if you came, Tame, before you drew it out or before you moved the refuse, Labadasa, and you can't make a mukaf, you can't be torn from a Torah on Tame in that case. Rabbi Tavi, Rabbi Yeshua, B'Shem Rabbi Yani said, Halachic Rabbi Elezer, Halacha is like Rabbi Elezer, who said they could take Truma from Torah on Tame by moist. Like this case over here. It works. Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Nachma, B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua said, Aloch Rabbi Lezer as well. However, Rabbun B'Shem Rabbi Chena said, Aloch Rabbi Lezer, it doesn't work. Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbun Rabbi Yitzhak B'Shem Shmuel said, Aloch Rabbi Lezer, it doesn't work. Asuv the, now what do you have here? Asuv the Kumei? It doesn't say about you, Rabbi Ami, right? Somehow the Levi Shlomo says he knows it's Rabbi Ami. Amaisa came for Rabbi Ami, Flori wouldn't pass it. Amaisa said, Tarte Kokavel, two Kokaval Trainun, which are against are two. In other words, you have two Amoraim, old and Alos like Rabbi Lezer. So I can't possibly Rabbi Lezer. Amar Le, so he said to him, why not? For Rabbi Yitzhak Nachma Moide. Yitzhak Nachma concedes those like Rabbi Lezer, like we said previously. Afilu Kain Lahori, nonetheless he wanted Paskin like Rabbi like Rabbi Lezer. He retorted me not Torah Latome, and he said specifically, we don't have an explicit psalm which allows you to do so. Okay? Hajjal Paris Lutzwart. Next parak, third parak. Ochlin Arai Mina Yisa, you can eat a snack from the dough. Achatis Gaugel until it's well mixed. Literally rolled, chitin by wheat. With the tamtein, however, by barley, you can only eat snack until it's a little bit mixed. Tamtein literally means clumps together. Because he brings down here, if you mix barley too much, it ruins the dough. By wheat, the more you mix it, the better. By barley, if you mix it too much, it ruins it. So therefore, it's already considered to be tevel vis-a-vis challah, at an earlier stage. Okay? Before it's completely blended. Gilgula b'chitim v'timtum ha-besoirim. What if you did complete the kneading process by wheat or by barley, and then you ate it as a zor? Ochmenu chayim iso. Eat it, you're chayim iso. Kei machino senesis ha-mayim. Now, this is oil chatchila. B'di'evet. Once you put the water in there, Magbas chalos, you can take the challah, even if you haven't thoroughly mixed it yet. Uvatri esham chameshes rabbi kemach, as long as it's 5/4. Now 5/4, pashup shot is that's the shear for challah. But the Levi Shlomo says we already know that's the shear for challah. You need 5/4. So he says a very interesting thing. He says that when can you? It says sounds in the way for the Gemara as well. When can you take challah off the mixture, even if all you did was added water, not yet mixed? only if there aren't 5/4 left of complete powder. But it's mixed enough, at least, that there isn't 5/4 left, which is complete powder. But if there's 5/4 left, which is completely powder, so then that's not considered mixed. Because you have shir of challah, which itself is not susceptible to challah in this case. So in that case, I say it's not considered mixed, and therefore you cannot... what? You can't take off challah. Only on rhyming out Esau. Says more further. You can eat a snack. Right. That's true. Snack. I have a kva usher. But before it's needed, don't think you can eat a permanent meal. Because that would be a ruse in order to examine the challah, and we frown upon that. Rabbi Yisrael said, if you want to learn from our Mishnah, leisach mamid al klum. Can't learn anything from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah, maybe it's different. Maybe our Mishnah, all it's saying is you're allowed to, shafil notami mena, maybe our Mishnah specifically about talking about snacks. As in our Mishnah, even if you take two or three handfuls, became shosi lachzir ledavar shaloning ramalachto, since your intent is to take whatever you don't finish and put it back into the pot which is not completely fermented or baked yet. So mutzer, it's okay. So that one can't be the case which tells you anything about chilas keva. About permeen, the Rabbi Yisrael Mazir, Rabbi Led Lesser. Av Masha Belagi Lonitpa, it's a case we had by wine. Also that which is in a tasting spoon doesn't become tame, doesn't become tefel. You can still snack it. Mineshu Asi Lach Zero with Dovish Loni Ram Lach, because you're gonna pour it back into the rest of the stuff which is not completed, which is in the pit. Rather, here should be Vahaita Amrata. What teaches us that you're not allowed to eat permanently from it until the challah is taken off? The following halacha, which says, "Misha'ena yochel asosi sasa b'tara." It says somebody who can't make his grain b'tara, then he should make it into small batches, right? Misha'ena yochel. The only time I can make the small batches is because you have no other choice. But if you can save it from, if you can make it Torah, you're not allowed to make it in small batches, right? Hadar, if you can take it to 4 meal away, you're not allowed to make it in small batches. Hadar Mara, this teaches us, a person is not allowed to make his Esau into small measures, right? Because he's bringing mafkia it from challah. The same thing is true, says the Gemara, by eating achilas keva. Why? Because achilas keva, what are you doing ultimately? You're exempting your stuff from challah. So therefore it's forbidden. You're diminishing the amount of challah. And therefore that's not permitted. Okay? So our Mishnah doesn't really indicate now to eat achilas keva. Right? It says you're allowed to eat achilas arai, but it doesn't say explicitly you're not allowed to eat achilas keva. But by virtue of the fact that we see we're concerned always with the amount of challah which goes to the quanim, from this we deduce that you can't eat achilas keva. And achilas arai obviously must be a unique and special dispensation. Okay, let's stop here for today. We'll come here tomorrow.